got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again. And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe I can fly. I can believe fly in the sky. Something like that. No, I believe that this Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, that you have to up, you have to move the time forward in California. Is that right, James?
Yep. That's true.
This Friday goes up.
Yep.
So don't forget, it goes up. Because if you leave the clock where it is, you're going to be late. And so the days are getting longer, and the nights are getting shorter. Again, I wish they would leave the time alone one way or the other. I prefer uptime, and let the days be longer and leave it there. So mark your calendars. Time goes up 1 hour Sunday morning at midnight Saturday night, something like that. We have everywhere, I mean, you can get involved by calling the show right now at 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to let that go? What's stopping you? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're moving about, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world, and for the flat earther, up and down the world by everybody and their mama. So different time zone for different folks. Different show for different folks. And so on and so on. Scooby, Scooby, Scooby. So you may have to run around and just can't sit and watch it. You're all aware now that you can podcast the show. You can podcast the show. But you can also still listen on your phone. On your phone. Anywhere in the whole wide world as it is happening. And then when you get home, you can watch it some more on the podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. So Friday's like no specific subject day. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of relaxed. Get it off your chest. Friday's like whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Kaiser Permanente told my daughter that she should go on puberty block with hormones when she was 13. And I told my daughter that's not possible, that you'll never become a man. And she grew up to be a funky tall woman. She's 20 years old now. Do you have a transgender child?
I do.
Only love can conquer hate.
I'm gonna hunt you down and f*** you for
you. You can't say that. You can't tell somebody you're gonna kill them.
Well, it's gone crazy, Jim.
All of a sudden, the tide is turning a little bit. You see how things feel. Now you're all kind of upset.
41-year-old Stephanie Minter died from her injuries. Charged in her killing, 32-year-old Abdul Jallo, already well known to police and prosecutors. But only once was Jallo convicted and sent to prison.
You're all upset. This is about taking your rights away.
Unfortunately, this is what Republicans like to do.
And we are standing up for what we think is right now.
Barbara, you're playing into your hands.
I mean it.
You're
playing
into
our
hands.
Let me speak to them, okay?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. People are so crazy. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. You can bank on it. It's going to get worse. If that's such a thing called banking on things getting worse, put your money there. It's going to get worse. It's a spiritual battle. I'm going to deal with this, I guess, as we move forward today. But I want to throw out there, for those who, men and women, who are working on overcoming, who have started and are living from within, I want you to know, and this is the truth, that you don't have to be you any longer. As of right now, this very moment, you don't have to be you any longer. And we got to get into that. It is an amazing thing knowing that for sure, that you don't have to think about you and you don't have to be you any longer. And when I say think about you, I'm not saying you don't have to come out of the rain. If it's raining, you need to get out of the rain. If you're hungry, you need to feed the body. But you don't have to think about you. As a matter of fact, the moment you stop thinking about you, it's over. You're free. But we'll get into that. In the meantime, there's a lot going on in this old world. I had this friend, and she used to, whenever she and her husband had a fight, she would come over to visit, and she would say, "Jesse, there's trouble in the land." I'm like, "How you doing?" "There's trouble in the land." I'm like, "What do you mean?" "My hubby beat me." "There's trouble in the land." And when she said there was trouble in the land, I knew right then her husband just beat her that morning or that night. It was amazing. But last night, men's forum, the only word that comes to me right now, immediately, was amazing. And the distance that some of those guys come to be in those meetings, is amazing. And to those guys, all of the guys, but those who come far distance and they have to go back the very next day, you stay with it. You stay with it. I don't care what happened. I don't care who turned on you or who stand with you. Don't give up. If you don't give up, you will find and live in that straight and narrow path, the kingdom within. It will happen. All right? So the battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. I want to know, before I go to the phones here, and we're going to move calls. I got questions. I have questions for my experts today, and they don't even know yet. So y'all get ready, experts, to come in. And but first, I want to know from y'all. This is from NPR. What do you think about this situation? The father of a suspected Georgia high school shooter was found guilty. They found the father guilty, according to this report, Tuesday of a second-degree murder for providing access to a gun used in the 2024 shooting that killed four people. Watch this from CBS News.
Today, a jury in Georgia found a father guilty of murder for giving his teenage son a gun, which the son then allegedly used in a deadly school shooting in 2024.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty.
Colin Gray sat stone-faced as a jury found him guilty on all 27 counts. The jury took less than 2 hours to reach a verdict. Colin is the father of Colt Gray, the teen who allegedly shot and killed four people inside Appalachie High School, the deadliest school shooting in Georgia's history. Prosecutors say Gray's negligence led to the tragedy.
You just had to do one thing and take that rifle away.
While Gray insisted he never noticed any signs of trouble, the state charged that he ignored years of Colt's red flags. They argued Colin fueled the tragedy buying Colt the AR-15 style rifle used in the shooting for Christmas.
Amazing. What do you think about that? The prosecutor played for the jury surveillance video from inside the school the day of the shooting. And a legal contributor says, we should expect to see more cases like this. My producer said, meaning that they're going to be finding more parents guilty of what their children do. Why is this?
Prosecutors played for the jury surveillance video from inside the school the day of the shooting. Colt is seen walking the hallways and concealing the rifle in his backpack in poster board. He then emerges from the bathroom and begins shooting into a classroom.
This is just a watershed moment for the state of Georgia and really for the country.
Legal contributor Caroline Polisi says we should expect to see more cases like this.
We're seeing prosecutors really have a desire increasingly to go after parents that they feel are criminally negligent.
Amazing. What do you think about that one, Hake? Should they accuse, should they prosecute the father?
They could.
Hake is the host of the Hake Report, for those who don't know. His show's on right after JLP, my show here. And then he's an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
So I read.
He's like a real expert.
Yes, I am.
One that you can rely on.
Indeed, you can. Although I don't represent myself, nor Bond, JLP, Anchor Baby, Punchy TV.
That's right.
Et cetera. I started to say they could go after him for neglect or negligence or something like that or something. I don't know. Maybe. But because I read the Wikipedia thing, and these communists, if you will, are very convincing. They are very persuasive. So what happened was the FBI got called somehow because this young man had allegedly made some threats a year or two before in 2022 or 2023. The shooting happened in 2024. I think it's in a suburb outside of Atlanta.
Georgia on my mind.
Something like that. And so supposedly, according to Wikipedia, he was warned, quote unquote, by the FBI, but they had no reason to arrest the young man, because he's a young man, right? 13, 14.
Right. He was
12, 13, 14 or during this supposed threats in advance of the 14-year-old shooting. He's okay. 16 now.
Oh, okay.
If I'm remembering my reading. And so the father is like, oh, I have hunting rifles, but he doesn't have unfettered access to these guns. And then the young man at 15 or 16 gets the rifle for Christmas, according to that report right there. And his son looks with his long hair, maybe bleached or something like that. I don't know what type of stuff he was into. But if you know that your son is off and maybe making these threats, you don't give him a gun. In like common sense thinking. Now, I'm not talking about legally. He doesn't have the right to give his son a gun. Of course he does. But better safe than sorry type of situation. I don't think the guy should have given his son a gun.
Amazing.
If he's talking like that. But so, I don't like this 27 counts of what? I guess he got shot. I mean, a lot of people got shot. I think 4 people got killed or something like that.
If it's legal to... Oh, go ahead.
The son is a grown man at 12, I say. And you have no control of your kid at that point. And you're supposed to give them more and more freedom and responsibility. So I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth because I don't really know.
You are.
Yeah.
Or beta.
Alpha.
I got my first gun at 15. So if it was legal, how can he be responsible then, the father, if it's legal to give your son a gun at that age, a certain age?
Mm-hmm.
How can he be responsible with the father, what the son does with the gun?
I don't think that he should be responsible for that. I think that's I was saying negligence or something like that, or neglect.
But how is the father responsible for the son being negligent, this or whatever with the gun?
The son wasn't negligent. The son was evil with the gun.
And how is the father responsible for that?
That part,
if it's legal to give the gun to the son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I got my first gun. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to start dating at 15, and I couldn't wait to get my first gun.
Yeah.
And I got my gun. I went out and shot and killed a squirrel right away in the tree. And not once did my grandparent think, oh, Lord, Punchy going to do something wrong with this gun. Punchy going to go out and kill somebody or this or that, right? I was totally responsible for my own gun. I don't even ever remember them asking me about the gun once they gave it to me. I was responsible for cleaning it, putting it. And we would leave it right by the door, the front door of the house, you know, in the living room there.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was responsible for my own gun. They weren't responsible for what I would do with the gun. But in those days, young people were not, for the most part, going around killing anyone either. I never thought of shooting a human being with a gun. I just thought about shooting at birds and rabbits and squirrels and things like that.
I was a senior in high school the first time I ever heard of a school shooting.
Well,
that
amazing.
Was the 420-99.
What age were you?
Columbine, the Colorado one.
Oh, you went to Columbine?
No, I just heard about it.
Oh, you were how old? You were senior in high school? Oh, okay. How old were you when your parents gave you your first gun? Your father gave you.
I don't disclose, but we played with my grandpa's World War II rifle or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we didn't. It wasn't loaded with real rounds, but
you don't disclose how old you were when you got your first gun. You must have been like 80. Oh, God.
But we always liked the cap guns and all,
yeah,
you know, all kinds of things.
I had a BB gun and a rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend and I, we called him my cousin, and I would play with the BB guns and shoot each other. It hurt.
Yeah. It hurt. WWLP has reported that a father of 16-year-old who was murdered was seen on a video punching and kicking the accused killer. After the two crossed paths, this is a different story. After the two, so the father crossed paths, according to this story, of the guy who killed his son in North Carolina courthouse. Watch this from Queen City News.
The man on the attack in this video is Shaheem Snipe, and all those punches and kicks are directed at Marion McKnight, who's accused of shooting and killing Shaheem's 16-year-old son, Jamarie Dixon, last year in Charlotte. Talitha Perry says Snipe is a hero.
What Jamarie's dad did, it put smiles on all of our faces.
McKnight's charged with murder in Jamarie's death, but Talitha's son, Nazir, was also shot during the same incident. McKnight's charged with his attempted murder. Nazir was paralyzed from the waist down.
Got shot through his main jugular. He lost his life two times. They brought him back.
Talitha says their days are now filled with doctor's appointments, PT, OT, nurse visits.
I relive it every day. I cry every night. I thank God he spared my son's life. But our life is just drastically changed.
Despite the murder charge and prosecutors arguing against it, a judge granted McKnight bond. That led to the encounter with Snipe last week at the Mecklenburg County Courthouse. It was before a hearing about revoking McKnight's bond. Prosecutors say he violated the travel and social media conditions the judge set. McKnight went to the hospital after the attack, and the bond hearing will be rescheduled. McKnight's lawyer said in a statement, "This was the most violent assault I've seen in a courthouse in my 22 years as a lawyer."
This is so amazing. And it got to get worse. And men, well, you don't know, you've been set up by the court system, by your wife, your mama, your sister, your fake friends. This is a spiritual battle that is going after men. I do not agree, period, that the father that they accused, they are, according to the report, convicted him before his son did with the gun, that's evil. That man is not guilty for what the son does, period. And he had a right to give his son a gun if he wanted to. And this man that beat up the, according to the report, beat up the guy that murdered his son. What are you supposed to, I'm not encouraging violence at all. I think that these people should not overreact, that's for sure. But this is why they put women in charge. This is why they put weak men in charge. They want the violence. Evil, love, violence, and anger, and overreaction. It stays in control when you overreact. And it's a mess. It's going to get worse. But you do not have to be affected by it at all if you would overcome the world, and you can. And overcome the world is not something you make happen. It's something that happened without your help. Because I hear a lot of Christians, they read in the Bible, you have to overcome the world. And then you hear the Christian, oh, I overcome the world already. It's just mean and nasty and angry and of the world, in the world, of the world, by the world, world. That's not overcoming the world. What do you think about that situation, Hey?
That's crazy. A guy is accused of...
The father of a 16-year-old who was murdered.
Right.
Was seen on video punching and kicking the accused killer.
If you're accused of that and there's not much doubt about it, You shouldn't be freed. The world, it's crazy.
But if you're black, and they appear to be black, only for black people.
And it's a teenager. Is it a teenager who is accused of killing another teenager?
The father of a 16-year-old, yeah. And the one that he was beating up like a teenager.
Yeah. No, he shouldn't have been freed. He should have gone straight to jail and no bail.
But have you noticed that they don't put black people in prison and jails anymore because it's racist,
right?
They say. They only put white people in prison.
This is really why those things happened 100 and 150 years ago, where they would take the law into their own hands.
Amazing. Bring back the good old days.
They didn't trust the courts back then, and much less are the courts trustworthy today.
They're not at all today.
Yeah.
Where is Mr. Dillon when you need him?
Who's Mr. Dillon?
The cowboy.
So the cowboy took the law in his own hands?
And the law won.
Or was he the law?
He was the law.
Nice. He was the sheriff or whatever?
Yeah.
Gunsmoke.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse, folks. But you don't have to be a part of it. One other quick thing. Did you hear that President Trump, the great white hope, fired Kristi Noem? He fired her. I always thought that she should not have been in that position anyway. I'm like, this lady cannot handle this kind of position. This is too much for a woman. Women are not created to be leaders anyhow. It's not in their nature at all. And I've never agreed with the president putting all these women into these kind of positions. And so I'm not surprised, if it's true, that he's gotten rid of her. He fired her. It was too much for her ego to handle this. And then they would have these posters of men standing behind her, and she's all skinny and white. And these big old guys standing behind her as though she's the leader. They fired her. According to the New York Times, President Trump announced Thursday on social media that he was firing his Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. Here's what NBC said about it.
Tonight, Secretary Noem no longer. President Trump ousting perhaps the most divisive member of his cabinet, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who led his immigration enforcement crackdown. The president abruptly announcing her firing on social media, writing, "I thank Kristi for her service at Homeland," saying she had numerous and spectacular results, especially on the border. Moments later, this awkward split screen.
Thank you for coming to this conference.
Noem on stage at a law enforcement conference, but never mentioning her firing. A top administration official tells NBC News President Trump, already frustrated by a series of Noem's high-profile controversies, this week was infuriated by her testimony before lawmakers, where she was repeatedly pressed on her role securing a $220 million border security ad campaign that featured her prominently.
If you come here the right way, your American dream can be as big as these endless skies.
Correct. Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A White House official says President Trump never signed off on the spending.
Wow. Amazing. Sounds like familiar. I know situations where the boss didn't sign off on it. On the spending. After a few things a few other things that Noem is under fire for, we'll give you that when I come back from this break. That soundbite from NBC News. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement, because this time it's going by like 90. Going north. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. From 9 to 11, the Hake, H-A-K-E Report. And after the Hake Report, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very, very interesting, fun, educational, interesting discussion with Christopher Fute. And he is a previous guest on the Fallen State back in, he was a previous guest back in 2019. And is a member of the new Black Panthers Party. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, of course.
Are you a Bob Marley Christian?
Bob Marley Christian.
I'm expecting you at any point to pull out a joint.
We need to get rid of the left that uses the talking points of the oppressed black that needs to be saved. We need to get rid of those people.
Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
The woman is a divine creation, Jesse.
Of Satan, yeah.
No, of creation.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you haven't had any pot today?
No, I haven't any pot today, Jesse.
What does that mean, a divine creation? You know, hey.
I hadn't really considered that that's sounds a little almost redundant, because creation would be.
I don't even know what it means.
But it means made by God.
Oh. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And so that's today at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. And then after the FallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. So Fallen State, normally about an hour, give or take, which means that it'll be over by 12 or so Pacific time, and then the American Anchor Baby. And then check out Punch It TV. We have a brand new episode there. You can podcast punchy.tv. You're going to love it. And last but not least, Fellowship on Sunday for everybody and their mama. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. And they are amazing. And this year, we're going to the fifth floor into paradise. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right. Don't forget to like these videos. So I want to show you this final song by on Christy Noem, according to New York Times, was fired by the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. And I never thought that. I thought Trump was making a mistake. I never agreed with him putting her in that kind of leadership role over the men anyway. And so I'm not surprised that it did not work. Because women were not built, created, divinely or undivinely, to be leaders. Men were created to lead. Women were created to follow. And the women who are waking up to that reality love following. There's no fight. They love being themselves. So here are a few other things that Norm is under fire for. This is from CBS News.
During this year's immigration raids in Minnesota that left two protesters dead, Noam came under fire for accusing Alex Pretty of domestic terrorism, despite video contradicting her account. Noam's firing comes just weeks after President Trump praised her to Tom.
Do you still believe in Kristi Noem to deliver on your vision of immigration?
Yeah. Look, she was in charge of the border. The border's closed. I mean, everybody gives me A-plus on the border.
Noem was a lightning rod for criticism, hosting a photo op at a maximum security Salvadoran prison, purchasing a luxury plane that DHS claimed would be used for deportation flights, and facing allegations of an affair with her top advisor, Corey Lewandowski, who an administration official says is also expected to depart. Noem brushed off questions about the relationship at a congressional hearing this week. President Trump naming Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma the next DHS secretary, pending Senate approval.
There's an opportunity to build off successes, and there's also opportunities to build off things that maybe didn't go quite as planned.
Amazing. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not surprised. I've never agreed with the president on that. But yet, he is the great white hope. Amazing, huh? What do you think about the fire real fast hate on that?
Sounds wise.
Yeah.
There's oftentimes mess going on in any administration or team or whatever.
It is, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's all men, it'd still be a mess.
Yep.
That's human nature. That was from NBC News.
That's another reason for the women thing being a problem, because it just creates temptation and extra accusation and all kinds of stuff.
That happened in the military, too, when they started allowing women to go to the military. Sex went out of control.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama were having sex in the foxhole.
There was a woman who was in the first Trump administration, and she turned on the whole administration and Trump after she made had a baby with one of the guys and then left. And became a single mother, something like that.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. One last thing. It looked like now most countries have women in their armed forces. Oh, man. Huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Let me go to Sam, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Sam, you are on the air.
Yeah, thanks a lot for taking my call. It's a great show.
Thank you, Sam.
I am not a Democrat. Last time I voted Democrat was for Clinton, but you've got to be very concerned about Trump being run by the JOO. And you have to.
The JOO, what's that?
That's the Jew.
Oh, and you said Trump is being run by them?
Yes, I believe our entire government is run by the JOO right now.
Why do you think Trump is being run by them? Why do you believe Trump? What's your proof that Trump is being run by anyone?
Well, he promised mass deportation. That's what I voted for. Never, ever going to happen. It's not realistic. Trying to go after one person at a time like that, it's like trying to fish for little minnows with a bare hook. You know, I mean,
how do you want him to do it? How would you do it if you were president?
I was a combat engineer sapper. I would send my brothers.
Hold on a minute. Your
from
phone.
The 10th mile, I would.
Sam, your phone is staticky.
That is the JOO doing that to my phone?
Oh, Sam, stop it. But, Sam, how would you.
Yep.
What would you do to deport illegals?
I was a combat engineer sapper. I would take my brothers from the 101st, and I would send them in there one city at a time, and they will get the job done.
And how do you know that?
Well, first of all, the 101st has an impeccable reputation for doing anything you ask them to do.
And so what's your proof that President... Well, first, let me say, you don't know what you would do if you were there because you're not there. You don't know the... you don't know what the president is dealing with in trying to get this done. He has...
Look at the farm bill. Look at what he did to the marijuana users. He
Sam,
promised
Sam,
one
hold
thing,
on, hold
and
on,
then
Sam,
they threw that
hold
in
on.
There.
Sam, hold on, hold on.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. He has the Republicans fighting against him, the rightos. The Democrats are fighting against him. The media fighting against him. And then the stupid people going out in the street to stop him. And in spite of all that, he is not giving up. He's doing what he can do in spite of all the opposition against him. Unlike any other president, this did not happen to Barack Obama.
He's
and
done
Barack
not one thing
Hold
for
on,
the working
Sam.
Man.
Hold on, Sam. This Sorry. Fight that the president is dealing with, it did not happen to Barack. It did not happen to George, Bush and the guy before, right after Obama. Do you understand that's difficult to have to deal with all that?
I think you're wrong. If you'd let me just speak for just 2 minutes, I would explain why I think you're wrong.
Okay.
He said that he was going to secure the border. That's the easiest thing there is to do. All they had to do was slide the gate shut. Why is that such a huge accomplishment? That's nothing.
The gate is shut. No more illegals
yes,
coming across
the
border.
Yeah, that's because somebody else built the gate. All he had to do was press the button.
You said what now?
That was the easiest thing he had to accomplish, and he's touting that like it's some huge victory. He just had to close the gate. That's it.
What do you mean he had to close the gate?
The border was open because that loser Biden left the gates open.
If that's true, why no one else had done that? No, not one other president closed the border. If it was so easy to just pull the gate closed, why do you think that no other president has ever done it?
They had to build the infrastructure first, and that didn't happen until like 2016, until it was...
That was under Donald Trump.
Yes, it was.
And
I
even
had
then,
to
he
with
didn't
him
get
on
a
the
chance
border,
to
but
finish.
It was the easiest. It was the only thing he accomplished that he said he would accomplish. That's all I'm saying.
And then, even then, he didn't get a chance to finish, and the work that he started, they tore that down and sold the material.
Oh, I'm no Democrat. They're trying to literally destroy the country. We agree on that.
I know,
we
but why is it that you don't understand the difficulty that the president is dealing with?
I'm terrified for my country. The Jews got us into this war. This is literally a biblical war. We cannot defeat Iran unless we send in our army.
What's a biblical
war?
That is
horrible.
What do you mean by a biblical war?
Well, it's in the Bible, everything that's going on. It's 100% biblical. It's scary.
What do you mean by biblical war? What is a biblical war?
Iran goes and bombs all these friendly neighboring countries. Why are they doing that? They're
Sam,
trying
what
to
is a biblical war? You
the
said,
biblical war?
You said it's a biblical war. What do you mean?
It is.
Because I'm black and slow. What do you mean by...
I'm white and I'm slower.
What do you mean by this is a biblical war?
Listen, I was raised a Lutheran. I know the Bible. I just cannot recite the passage as well because...
So why did you say it's a biblical war then?
Because Iran bombing all these
friendly
countries.
No, but I'm saying if you don't know what it means, why did you say it?
I'm a believer of Yeshua that he will return.
Yeshua who?
The one you call Jesus.
You don't think that he has returned?
Not a second time, no.
Why you don't know he has returned the second time?
Why, I don't know, because I think Trump, isn't it ironic his name is Trump, the trumpet, you know? So
why. Why you don't know that Christ has returned and is finished?
The world is most definitely run by the devil.
I know,
sure.
But why don't you know? You said you know the Bible. Why don't you know that Christ has returned?
Because right now it's in the time of the devil who's running the world.
But he doesn't have to run you.
The devil does not run me. I follow the Ten Commandments.
No, but he doesn't have to run you. Why don't you, because of time and it's Friday, a lot of people waiting, why don't you know, why don't you know that Christ has already returned and all is well? Why don't you know that?
Well, because it's not well. The world is hemorrhaging right now from wars, and these wars are going to escalate.
But what does that have to do with you?
It's called a nuclear weapon, and that's really what's going to end up in the end of this. Some kind of a nuclear weapon. It's crazy that gas prices have to be this way. It was unnecessary. Everything was fine. The fact that our Navy destroyed their Navy, that's a tiny little thing.
Sam, two quick questions. Why don't you know that Christ has already returned?
You know, I really don't understand why you wouldn't know that.
Christ has already returned. Why don't you know that?
Can you tell me what church you attend that taught you this?
No, Christ is already. The Bible taught me this.
Where does it say that?
Well, but you're still waiting for Christ to return?
No, I believe he will return. Yes, and he
I said,
will
are you still waiting for
his
him to
will be the sword?
Are you still waiting for him to return?
He will return with the sword.
That's not the question. Are you waiting
for him? I shall bow to him.
Sam, are you waiting for him to return?
No. I have no idea. It could be 200 years from now, but attacking Iran is the stupidest thing we could be doing. By the way, they have weapons of mass destruction. Did anybody tell you that? We got to go in there.
Sam, what other quick question? How do you know, Sam, that Trump is being controlled? What's your proof? Your proof, Sam, not what somebody else said, but what's your proof that Trump is being controlled?
I'm a 54-year-old veteran that has experienced many things. I've been to many political science classes. I knew after he passed the big, beautiful bill, and I read the bill, that it was just horrific. It did nothing for the working man. I knew right there the Jews had bought and paid the day after the big, beautiful
Sam, what's your proof that Trump is being controlled?
Well, when you say proof, I mean, I believe you know what the proof is. The first thing he did in his first term was put the embassy back to Jerusalem. I mean, that's like a clear sign right there. Like, I'm not against that, but that's a clear sign.
But you're not giving me any proof that Trump, the Great White
Hope. That's sort of proof right there. Why is that not a little bit of proof?
That's not proof.
Bit.
All right, Sam, I appreciate you.
I'm in your chat. My name is The Great.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate it. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Medwin out of Texas. Medwin, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
Cool. So I want to get through at least like three topics, and I'll try to make them as fast and efficient as I can.
Yeah, because of time, let's do the one that's most important to you.
Okay, yes, sir. So I got into an incident a couple of days ago. I got into a motorcycle incident, and When the day started, me and my wife, we headed out around 11 o'clock to the shop to go pick up my motorcycle. And on my way there, I had a feeling in my chest. And I guess it was like a nervous feeling, just a feeling to try to cause me to think of something that could go wrong or anything, because I hadn't ridden a motorcycle in so long.
Right.
And so I got to the shop and paid for my bike and got it out, and I was on my way back home on my motorcycle, and everything was fine. You know, it was nice weather and everything. And by the time, about 15 minutes in, I fell off my motorcycle. And the reason I fell off my motorcycle, because the front brake got stuck. And so the wheel stopped, and so I fell off of it. I scraped myself up pretty badly, but it was in the middle of traffic. But I got right back up and tried to pick up my bike, and people around, and they came by to help me out to move my bike out the way. The police and the ambulance came by, even the firemen came by. And during that whole situation, I just remained calm and answered all the questions as the best I can. Because I know when questions are, like, you know, thrown at me real quickly, my mind likes to, you know, race at 100 miles per hour and stuff like that. But I was able to answer all the questions and stuff. Nobody got hurt, well, besides me, but I didn't run into anybody. I just fell off my bike. And during the whole situation, that feeling in my chest just went away, you know, after falling. And so everything was good. They allowed me to continue on my way home. But when I fell, I didn't know the reason why I fell. I just thought maybe I like hit some kind of gravel or something. I didn't know it was my front brake until later, until I got home to figure it out. And so when I was still on my way back home, I fell a second time. And this is like at an intersection, and all kinds of people are passing. And my wife was behind me in her car, and then she had to come out with her. She turned her hazard lights on, so she came out, you know, directing traffic, telling them to go around. And I had some more people came by and helped me. None of the cops or the firemen or ambulance came by, because I guess not everybody seen it. And plus, I was getting close to home. But the second time I fell, and again, you know, being in an intersection with all kinds of people around, I still remained calm. I didn't allow, you know,
make a long story short.
Oh. Well, long story short, you know, I just stayed present during that whole situation and didn't allow myself to, you know, give overworked, you know, overworked by it. And then afterwards, the next thing I want to say is how I forgave mother and my father. And this is almost a year ago. I was on my way to my mom's house when I went to go and forgive her. I wanted to bring up a topic to her about how I was going to live with my dad, but I wasn't able to because she judged him because he was living in a motel at the time, which I didn't care because, you know, I just really wanted to be with my dad.
Yeah.
I was about 12 years old. And, I know you and Charles and White always talk about, you know, children yearning from the father. And I didn't know what yearning even meant. I didn't even know what that was. But reflecting back, I just knew, like, that's what I was going through at 12 years old, because I really wanted to be with my father. So I was yearning for him. But she didn't allow me to be with my father because, you know, she judged him in his living condition, which I didn't care at the time.
What an evil woman.
Yeah, right. And so I forgave her. I forgave her for that. I forgave her for turning me away from my father, because ever since then, me and his relationship has been on ups and downs and stuff. So I forgave her for that. And then I went to go forgive my father at the time for not protecting me from my mother. And he told me the reason why he wasn't able to protect me from her, because she'll get the police involved.
Wow.
So that's why.
Man, hold on for me. Let me take a break. Hold on. I recommend you. I'll be right back. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family. by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. But don't worry, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, who is not controlled despite the concerns, the serious concerns of some of our callers, is helping to clean it up. Very nice. And some of things are messing up, but some things are getting cleaned up. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday, y'all. All right? The 6th of March, AD 2026. Shout out to the men. We had a men's forum last night. It was excellent. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Women's forums are third Thursday of the month, typically. Okay? So you can check the website the week before or the week of, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And if you need to plan further ahead than that, some of you guys travel from way out and you want to book your plane tickets 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ahead or whatever, or however long there's is advisable, you can call the office 323-782-1980, rebuildingtheman.com/contact, 323-782-1980 to confirm our best plans. And that's where you can also donate and schedule counseling with JLP. Commie and Nonsense Network, CNN, reports, the lines are full, y'all. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. It is hate news, not fake news. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, but you'll get a busy signal right now. Commie and Nonsense Network, CNN, reports, past presidents and lawmakers from both parties, bipartisan, meaning evil, will gather today in Chicago for the Reverend Jesse Jackson's public funeral. He died, sending off a legendary civil rights icon, meaning evil. But may he rest in peace. Strikes in Iran. Israel launched a wave of strikes on Iran's capital of Tehran overnight, lighting up the sky with fiery explosions seen on video shared widely on the internet. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, he stated yesterday, the U.S.-Israel bombing campaign will only escalate, he said, claiming it is totally demolishing the enemy far ahead of schedule. And that's a quote. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, you know, he also warned Thursday that Iran is making a bad miscalculation, and that's a quote, if they think that the United States will slow their strikes. Meanwhile, Iranian retaliatory attacks appear to be declining. Ballistic missiles strikes have fallen by 90% and drone attacks by 83% per U.S. Central Command, potentially easing pressure on Gulf states that have faced Iranian strikes in recent days. Whew, because it was pretty hairy. Many people have died already. Good guys, quote unquote. You know, Israelis have died, Americans have died, and maybe others. Anyway, Kristi Noem is fired. President Donald J. Trump fired, they say. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, former, South Dakota or North Dakota governess? How embarrassing, huh? On Thursday, in mounting scrutiny over her conduct in the role, Kristi Noem was tapped to lead the agency, DHS, at the start of Trump's second term. She had faced a series of controversies that I hadn't even really heard of, including her alleged romantic relationship with a top advisor. And I like that guy, Corey Lewandowski, but I don't know if that's actually true. Anyway, questions over a $220 million ad campaign, as you heard earlier this first hour, that prominently featured her that Trump didn't sign off on, I heard, but I don't know, and conflicting accounts about fatal incidents involving federal immigration agents. She went out and said stuff that wasn't necessarily accurate or precise. Trump plans to replace her with Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne, all one name, even though it sounds like two, Mark Wayne Mullen. I think he's an MMA former fighter. But anyway, he's expected to assume the role later this month pending Senate confirmation. Is he the guy that broke the guy's hand? I don't know, but I don't know if he's a senator. Yeah, he's a senator. I wonder if he's the guy who helped restrain that ex-Marine who was screaming about the war in that clip yesterday on JLP. But anyway, I don't know. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Friday. Again, you can get involved. Listen. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just got to go and to the gym or whatever you got to do, make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or take your children to school because you don't feel like being at home and watching over your own children, and so you're going to dump them off, especially at a socialist public school. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen to it live on your phone as it's happening, right? While you're going and doing whatever it is you're doing. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's get it off your chest day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Kaiser Permanente told my daughter that she should go on puberty blockers and hormones when she was 13. And I told my daughter that's not possible, that you'll never become a man. And she grew up to be a multiple woman. She's 20 years old now. Do you have a transgender child?
I do.
Only love can conquer hate.
I'm gonna hunt you down and kill you.
Wait, you can't say that. You can't tell somebody you're gonna kill them.
Well, it's gone crazy, Jim.
All of a sudden, the tide is turning a little bit. You see how things feel now. You're all come upset, huh?
41-year-old Stephanie Minter died from her injuries. Charged in her killing, 32-year-old Abdul Jallo, already well-known to police and prosecutors. But only once was Jallo convicted and sent to prison.
You're all upset. This is my taking your rights away.
Unfortunately, this is what Republicans like to do.
And we are standing up for what we think is right now.
Barbara, you're playing.
I mean it.
You're playing into their hands. Let me speak to them, okay?
So let's just cool it.
Amazing. The Anchorman put that video together right on. It's amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's a spiritual battle. And it is interesting. Human beings are evil. You would never, ever, 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 but never, ever, 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 ever find good in human nature. It ain't there. And if you say it is, you're lying. Human nature is evil. Let me go back to Metwin really fast here. And Metwin had a motorcycle accident, and he dealt with it really amazingly, he said. And then he went and forgave his mother. When you went to your mother, Metwin, what did she say?
Oh, well, I told her I forgive you for turning me away from my father. And then she's going to tell me, well, I forgive you because I admitted, I told her I resented her and my dad. But she told me, I forgive you for resenting me. and like, I just looked at her, but I didn't allow that to, like, you know, catch me off guard. I was right, like, man, in my head, I'm like, man, that don't matter. This is me forgiving you, you know? So
right.
I just looked at her and I could just tell, like, she didn't like, I guess she didn't like what I said for, you know, forgiving her. So I guess that's why she said that. But I didn't allow that to, you know, make me lose the objective of why I was there.
Right on. How old are you?
Yeah. 26.
Wow. That's amazing, man. And when you went to your father, what did he say?
I told, because I apologized to my dad because about the relationship that we did have. And then I told him, I forgive you for not protecting me from my mother. Then he said, you know, thank you. I really appreciate that. The reason why I couldn't protect you from your mother is because she always would threaten the cops on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go to jail. And so I went inside. We talked for a little bit and hugged it out. And then I ended up leaving. And I wanted to, last thing, and then I'll let you go. It's about the silent prayer. So I work overnights. I don't work like a regular, like, 9 to 5, like the common right. person. I work 11 at night to 7 in the morning.
Green yard
so, yes, sir. Skeleton crew.
Yeah.
So when I get off at 7. And so the best thing I do to maintain that, doing the silent prayer every morning, every night, I'll do it as soon as, when I get home from work. That way, you know, the first thing I do when I get home is silent pray.
Right on.
And so, and then after I listen to the show or watch the JLP show, that's when I'll go to sleep. And so that's around 11 o'clock for me because I live in Texas. And so when I wake up, I'll wake up like around 7 p.m. But I wouldn't do the silent prayer because, you know, I see that's like still kind of during the day. So I'll go work out first. And then before I'll go to work, which around 10 o'clock, I'll at least silent pray for 30 minutes. So my question is, when I'm to maintain me doing the silent prayer at night, should I do it when I first get up at 7, or is it fine for me to do it before I go to work?
So you wake up at 7 p.m.?
P.m., yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you can do it as soon as you wake up. And then, and then during the night while you're working, practice keeping your mind where your body is, you know, and you'll be going in and out of thoughts, but don't judge it. Just be aware you're going in and out. And you'll be fine because eventually, if you stay with it, you're going to have no thought. You'll live without thinking, except for practical thinking, how to do your job, you know, how to, what you want for dinner or lunch or something like that. But yeah, when you wake up, do it. And then be aware of your body and your mind, keeping your mind where you are. You're doing just fine.
Okay. Yes, sir. Because that's the one thing I've been doing while I'm at work. Because I power wash semi-trucks. So while we're waiting for a truck to come in, usually take like an hour before someone shows up. I do the best I can to stay present.
Right on.
Because a lot of the other coworkers, I always notice that a lot of them be just on their phone constantly. And I try my best not to be on my phone a lot. I just try to, you know, be aware of where I'm at, you know, and just going through, you know, the hours or the 30 minutes of us not doing anything by staying present. So that's, I do find myself, you know, getting on my phone too, but I try not to judge myself. And then when I catch myself, you know, I try to get off of it and maybe just walk around a little, just being present of where I'm at.
Beautiful. And I want you to know it's working. God is with you and it is working. And so when Satan tried to tell you that it's not working, let that pass too. It is working. So you just stay with it.
Sir, I will, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask, so you have recovered from the motorcycle accident?
I'm sorry? Say that.
Have you recovered physically from the accident on the motorcycle?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just have, like, bruises. I guess they call it, like, road burn on my elbows and on my knee, and the palm of my left hand kind of hurts, so it's kind of hard for me to do push-ups or lift some weights. But I'm fine, sir. I'm currently recovering. They wanted to take me to the hospital, but I told them no, because I know, you know what I'm saying, how those bills be or whatever. So, you know, I didn't go over there. Like I said, I just answered the questions that they asked me, and then I'm just on my way back home. Yes, sir.
Amazing. Stay with it. Metwin, stay with it from Texas. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I promise you, it's just going to, life will become amazing. It's going to, life will happen for you on its own. You won't have to do anything to make life work. Just stay with it, all right?
Sir, I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
Take care.
Amazing. Later.
All right. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Heather. Heather, a first time call out of Florida. Heather, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Heather.
I just really want to request that when you're talking about women that are these evil Democratic women, some of them, and these monstrous women, don't call them a lady. You and I are from Alabama. A lady has its own defining meaning. A gentleman means something completely different. So when I hear these women saying, you know, well, this gentleman just robbed me, or this gentleman just broke in, that's not a gentleman. So I just wish you would teach your listeners what the meaning of a gentleman is and what the meaning of a lady is. And so don't call them a lady.
What should I call them?
Woman, if they are biologically a woman, but not a lady.
She's a lady.
Come on, Alabama. Your southern roots. Come on, pull back to that. A lady.
I understand what you mean. That's amazing.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate it.
Okay, God bless.
You too. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. And the lady is mine. Let me go to Brian, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Brian, you are on the air.
Georgia.
Amazing.
On my mind. Mr. Peterson, an honor and a pleasure, first-time caller. I've followed you on your YouTube shorts, and I'm a big fan. I'm Georgia boy, you know, you're an Alabama boy. We're just like kissing cousins at this point,
amazing.
You know, and I'm not beta, but you're amazing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate what you do for the social space. I think that you speak common sense to people that never got taught it.
Right on. Well, we got to bring it back. Bring back common sense. And common sense is truly gone now. And especially in the generations after the millennia. Am I a millennia?
Well, I was born in 75 in Brunswick, Georgia. Boomer. So,
Boomer.
I mean.
Yeah. It's a mess, man. But I appreciate that. Thanks for your support. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, but, like, you know, when you were talking with that young gentleman earlier that he's, like, with the 101st, I was 2nd Cavalry. I served 16 months, you know, downrange in Iraq. I mean, I have a Purple Heart. I mean, I have Heroism Under Fire Valor Awards. I mean, like, I was a combat medic. That's why people call me Doc. Like, you know, I understand what it is to be alpha and, like, go there and, like, sacrifice and willing to throw your life at the fray. And, like, you know, I feel the same way, the way you talk about Jesus, because he sacrificed himself, that he may dwell within my heart. And I know that he died and was resurrected 3 days later. And I can say this with my mouth and my heart without hesitation. And I love that about you.
Amazing. Well, I'm glad you're out there. We need more examples. So I'm glad to know you're out there, man, because the world needs to see love and not hate. There's too much hate in the world, and that's what the primary problem is.
Well, I just wanted to give you your flowers because you deserve them, sir.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Peace, love, health, and wealth.
Right.
Bye-bye.
On. Bye now. Oh, amazing. 888. In the meantime, I need my experts here, all my experts. I have a quick question. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Georgia again and talk to Josh. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Jesse, there's trouble in the land.
that's for sure. There's trouble in the land.
Yeah, no, I'm fine, man. Everything's well.
Right on. So, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. All right. I'm just calling for the biblical question now.
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I'd say that it only seems like it, like it's me refusing to give them up. It's just an illusion. And, you know, it's not really me that's doing that, refusing to give them up. It's kind of like the, you know, the church assignment was to watch yourself crying. It's like, I can't stop myself from, crying. All I can do is really just watch it. And it looks like in that illusion, it looks like I, you know, it tempts me to try to force myself to stop crying, but I can't do that. And so it looks like it tempts me to judge myself that I can't stop myself from crying, but all I can do is watch it. So it's not me that's refusing to give up the illusion.
Amazing. And so, and so when you say, so your response to the biblical question is, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? You say what to that?
I'd say it's not me that's refusing to give up the false feelings.
It's
like something that makes me cry, or something that I find myself chasing thrills, and I don't blame myself for it. I just watch it and observe.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Josh. You are responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I'll be watching on Sunday, man.
Right on. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Super, super. Why, Derek is coming in. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Lalo on the X live stream yesterday. Stay with podcast sake. Singing, not your thing. Whatever.
Whatever.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Steven De S, welcome new JLP show member. That's cool.
Thank you, Steven.
Santino R, 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I heard this saying a while back. One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things. What do you think about this? And is this true? Thank you, Jesse.
Repeat that.
A saying he heard a while back. One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things.
It's how you react.
Uh-huh.
That's not clear for me. Either call me and make it a little clearer, at 888-77-JESSE, or you can make it clear on your Super Chat. I'm not. Do you understand the question?
A little bit.
What do you understand about it?
You can't really control what happens to you, but how you react to things, there's freedom in how you might react to something.
Meaning that you can react, but is how you react?
Meaning reacting or not reacting, that's the moment where you can get your freedom. Things and reaction or not. Moving on. Thank you, Santino R. I tried. But he's slow.
And black.
And I'm
white.
And not the best communicator, maybe.
No, you may be right. I'm just black and slow. But thank you. I don't quite understand the question, but thank you.
Jesus on Cash App. Bond JLP is the Cash App cash tag for church. Thank you, as always, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Amazing.
Jelly L on Cash App. Shundala la shekala la shun. Mess up face emojis.
Baba Thump of Thursday. What the?
Chris from chat's been a member for 8 months.
Thank you, Chris.
Saying amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Chris. Anthony, I appreciate your support.
Anthony L with a big smile. Wide open mouth sticker emoji.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
And Angel Angela, no message.
Thank you, Angel Angela.
Truck driver, hello, Jesse. Just wanted to let you know we adopted a black cat. Black is the ace of spades, and we named him Black Excellence. Nice.
Black is beautiful. Amazing. Thank you.
Musical day every day. Bought a coffee. Hey, please get a WhatsApp number for your show, Jesse, so fans outside the U.S. can call up for free, too. Also, aren't you hard on bad fathers, too? I feel you come down so hard with the mothers when children are consistently let down by bad fathers, too.
What's a bad father?
Well, for example, some of these bad fathers went and pursued their own demons, life of drugs, violence. They weren't necessarily led astray by bad parents. I think you need to start asking, have you forgiven both your parents?
I do. I say forgive both. I always say that.
And WhatsApp is not a way to call into the show.
It's not
possible.
Impossible. Yeah. That's what it is to me. Impossible. Yeah. No, that's not possible. And I do tell all people, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven within or above until you forgive your parents, your mother and your father. Amazing. Thank you, though.
There might be a way if you have, like, Wi-Fi calling. You might be able to call our 888 number, 1-888-775-3773, which is the 888-77-JESSE, normal number that everybody else calls international people.
Amazing. Thank you.
Look into it.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. Justin Kane says, caller is so sad. Touch some grass, brother. I think that may refer to the person who says that Trump is being run by the J-O-O.
No one has any proof, zero proof. Just hearsay, but no proof that the Great White Hope is being controlled by anyone else. So until you can give me the proof, I don't give a darn if he does. Come on, Paul. I won't accept him.
Thank you, Justin K.
I got to stop right there for a minute.
We'll read the rest of your Super Chat
because
later,
of
y'all.
Time. Thank you. I need you, my experts are here, and I need them to respond to this really fast. You heard Haik and of the Haik Report Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and he's an expert here on the show. And then next to him is Derek, my producer, and of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and an expert here on the show. And then over there to my right and your left, the American Anchor, baby. And Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m., and then Fridays at 12, a little after 12, right after the fallenstate.tv. And right next to him, the producer of Punchy TV, Kirk. And Kirk It's a producer, Pachi, and an expert here. So Trump said, according to the report, Trump said trans surgery for kids can happen with parental parent consent. This is from KATU. Conservative on X expressed anger over True Social post from Donald Trump, President Trump, that said gender transition surgery for children can occur with parental consent. Here's that image of that.
This is that True Social post. It reads, this is from Donald J. Trump, the Save America Act. All voters must show voter ID identification. 2, all voters must show proof of citizenship in order to vote. 3, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. 4, no men and women sports. 5, no transgender mutilation surgery for children without the express written approval of the parents.
Amazing. So as a result of that, this lady from this female from Georgia, former Georgia GOP congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene wrote on X, absolutely done.
That's true. She says, I'm done. Absolutely done. The war is bad enough, but giving in to Democrats on transing children is enough to lose me forever. If the GOP supports transing minors with sick, mentally ill parents' consent, I'm registering as an independent. My only policies are Jesus.
Amen.
And then the Daily Wire commentator, Matt Walsh, also criticized the president.
That's right. Matt Walsh writes, no trans surgery for children without parental consent is meaningless. The kids who are mutilated almost always have parental consent. The consent of the parents is not the issue. The issue is that the procedure is barbaric and insane, no matter if parents agree to it or not.
Amazing. So I wanted to know what my, and I didn't tell them they were coming in too, because I wanted to be hear what they think too about all this. It's interesting. And so we'll start with you, Derek, and then Nick, and then Kurt. And since Jay ain't been around here all morning anyway, we'll start with those who we haven't heard from. What do you say about Trump's statement that transgender surgery with consent of parents? What do you think?
I 100% disagree. This goes against my morals and values. That Christ is the center, and we should make policies that resemble his teachings. And it was interesting seeing on the post, he put it at the bottom. You know, when you're scrolling on social media, sometimes you have to press see more. So it's like, I don't know if that's the case on Truth Social, but I'm not on Truth Social. But yeah, I completely disagree with this. It's sad to see how far left his administration is from the start. Back in 2016, you know, he was saying crazy things, ban all Muslims, and things like that, rhetoric that people today would consider extreme, to sort of see him sort of capitulate with the ideology of the left, the Democrats. It's sad to see.
Amazing. So you totally disagree with him, and it's sad, and it goes against your morals and values?
Definitely. I believe this is a Christian nation, or at least I'd like it to be. Now it's not so much, but it's sad to see.
Is it a Judeo-Christian nation?
I definitely disagree. Don't cancel me, but that's just my views on that.
What a mess. Yeah. What do you say to Kurt, that if it's true that the president said transgender surgery with the consent of the parents, you say?
He legalized it, or he's legalizing it. I mean, yeah, the parents are raising them. The parents are responsible for the children. So I understand Was that quiet? I was away from the mic.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the parents are responsible for the children.
So you agree with Trump on the transgender thing?
Yeah.
You agree that the...
Yep, we're on board.
Out.
Oh. From rage back in a quick moment, folks.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. We're going to moon calls and super chats. My experts are commenting on the according to the Great White Hope on social media. According to the report, he said that transgender surgery is okay as long as it's the consent of the parents. So we're getting feedback on that. But first, I want you to know that I do shout outs for you, all right? Shout outs. Go to birthday shout-out, wedding, anniversary. No matter what the shout-out is, go to rebuildingtheman.com. No, cameo. I do cameos for you. Am I right? Yes. Cameos, shout-outs. Cameo shout-outs. Birthday, wedding, personal shout-outs, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, whatever it is, go to cameo. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to like these videos. And again, thank you for your support, helping us to help others. Your financial support, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. And there are callers that are calling in, and Derek will get to your calls here in a minute. You are on hold, and Derek will get to you here in a minute. All right. So, Kerr, do you agree or disagree with the Great White Hope that transgender surgery is okay as long as you have the consent of the parents?
I don't know. It's tough. I don't agree with transgender surgeries on kids, but the parent is responsible for the kid, so I guess they should have the freedom. I'm not saying that that's right, but again, the parents are responsible for their children.
And so you agree with the Great White Hope?
Yeah.
That transgender surgery is fine as long as the consent of the parent?
I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, people do a lot of stupid things. I don't know if you should outlaw it, because I mean, they're crazy anyways. They're going to do crazy things regardless. I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
And when you say anchor baby, do you agree with the president that transgender surgery is okay as long as it's the consent of the parents?
Well, to this right now is the first I've heard of this, and I wanted to first say it sounds like he's talking about the Save America Act. I'm just getting familiar with the story with you guys now.
Right.
And it looks like if you read the post, he's clearly looks like he's promoting the Save America Act. And
can we see the post?
For those that don't know, in the government they have to work in Congress with the Democrats to pass this kind of stuff.
Right.
Like the Big Beautiful Bill. You know, there was stuff that I don't know. I'm not super familiar, but there's consent. You have to like compromise or something like that. So this seems like they're trying to pass the Save Act thing. Okay. That being said, I definitely don't agree with this idea of surgeries for children and minors, even with parental consent. I definitely don't agree with that. It's my personal opinion that not even Trump agrees with that. But that's just my opinion, right? I don't really know. It's my opinion that it's just the type of person he is in the era he grew up in. I find it a little hard to believe that he would believe something like that. So to me, this is politics. This is like, right, trying to pass the Save America Act, trying to work with people. I can't say I agree with it. And last thing, you know, but this quick reaction from the youth a little maybe, I don't know. He's not telling people to go trans children, right? He's not telling you to go do it. But no, I definitely don't agree with that. With those surgeries.
And how about you, Hank? Because of time, do you agree with the president or disagree?
No, I don't agree that parental consent thing. That's too much wiggle room. Me being a very crazy Christian who wants to like force some level of. Of civilization on people who are uncivilized.
Right.
Because I think it's uncivilized for a parent, usually it's a mother, but sometimes the fathers do go along with it. Many times the fathers don't. But it's uncivilized to be doing the surgery on even adults. I don't think that they should even do it for adults, but not children. Definitely not children. I understand the parental consent thing. I wish that it said fathers and mothers, because
it said parents,
both parents. Yeah, but
parent
it should say
means
both
father
parents,
and mother. Right?
Not necessarily. I mean, these judges will find a way. When I said wiggle room, these judges will find a way
of
to
course.
Declare the fathers incompetent.
Well, Trump did say, according to the poll, parents.
Yeah,
meaning both, right?
It's kind of like abortion, where with abortion, I call it for short. The evil, uncivilized people are intent, like half the country is intent on keeping it, maybe more. And so, okay, you have it. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I see Trump approaching this.
Oh, okay. So.
However, he changed it.
Right. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So you agree with this president, or do you disagree?
I respectfully disagree, but with understanding.
With the great white hope?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Let me remind you of the great white hope.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
The great white hope.
That's obsolete information. It's no longer the case. I'm just kidding. Shout out. Competitors, you might say.
Okay. So you said there has been a change made on the post.
Yes, there has.
And tell us when, how, and what happened.
Okay, so I asked about the Save America Act and who wrote it and who put that part in there. And I guess that's not even really necessarily in the Save America Act, written by Chip Roy and Mike Lee, senators. But it was kind of like a wish list or something like that. Trump listed a bunch of priorities he wanted included in that act, I guess. And according to Advocate, which is a far-left pro-radical homosexual outlet, they said...
What's it called?
Advocate.
Oh, okay.
President Trump appeared to change the wording of a policy proposal targeting gender-affirming care, communist language, for so-called Transgender Minors Thursday. I put so-called, obviously. That post that we saw was from the morning, and then that afternoon, several hours later, he changed that fifth item to be no transgender mutilation surgery for children, with no mention about consent or parents.
So I'm confused now. Are you saying that originally the president said with the...
With that. That was a real post?
And it said...
According to
consent
reports,
of the parents?
And it said without express written approval from the parents. But this removed the... removed that thing. That extra part.
So
about,
originally Trump, it was there, and it said with the consent of the parent.
That's right.
And then, so on the same social media page thing...
Second post.
I mean, Truth Social. He changed it saying that no surgery?
Right.
And so you said the advocate is saying that it's not in there?
Right. He appeared to change it. First, the advocate said 10:47 a.m., no transgender mutilation surgery without the express written approval of the parents. But a second post, 4 p.m. Eastern, 4:12, the same list appeared again, but with one notable change. The fifth item now read no transgender mutilation for children. The language referencing parental approval had disappeared. And it was posted on Facebook and other places without the parental consent language. So he listened maybe to the backlash, or somebody in the administration did, and amended it.
So was it ever in there?
It was in there.
Oh, okay.
But it was just his wish list. It's not an actual bill. It's just talk.
Oh, so the bill that Nick read to us is not a bill.
It's
just
a
wish list.
It's
thing.
A Truth Social post kind of saying, hey, put this in the Save America Act.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
America Act is not like a proposed bill or anything?
It is a proposed bill, but it doesn't have anything like that in there.
Oh, gotcha.
In the proposed bill, it doesn't have the transgender thing in it?
Right.
I'm so confused by this, Nick.
No, I'm following. Thanks.
You are.
Yeah, he's saying the transgender stuff is not in the proposed bill. This is something
by Chip Roy and all them.
So then why is this? Right. Why do you think this would be, I guess, your opinion? Why do you think then that Trump wrote that in there? Like, if it's not even a discussion.
Well, probably he wants to push things that are popular and that are sensible.
But if it's not in the bill, he's not pushing it.
No, he wants he's kind of. The president sometimes says, hey, Congress, do this, do this, do this. And those are his priorities. All voters must show voter ID. All voters must show proof of citizenship. No mail-in ballots. No men and women sports. That's another thing that's obvious. And no transgender mutilation surgery for children. And then it says without the express written approval of the parents.
So this
first
is not
draft.
The bill.
Right.
It's just Trump putting
it's just
it on
Trump wants them to put that in the book.
Okay. All right. Last word about that hate.
Don't turn on Trump. Please. Give me a break.
Last word, Derek.
I was taking notes on everybody's points. If anything, can I ask a question?
Yes.
All right. Would anybody who backs it, would you support parents being allowed to sacrifice their children to ball? Would you allow that?
What?
Would you allow parents to sacrifice their children is what I'm saying.
To ball?
Yeah.
What's a ball?
Like in the Bible?
Baal or ball?
What?
Like in the Bible.
That God, that false god from the Old Testament. I don't know if he's a golden calf or what he looks like.
Yeah, he's like a golden thing.
About that?
You was too busy taking notes. You didn't hear us say that we don't support this.
I'm asking the question, though. Would you be okay with parents sacrificing their children is the basic question.
For balls?
For ball, Lord. Don't say that.
B-A-A-L.
You mean like the transgender thing?
Like, you know, in the Bible, when parents are sacrificing their children to ball.
It's a demon, Jesse.
It's like a demon.
Oh,
yeah.
Why you call it
not
ball?
Not a shape, and nothing else.
Why you call it ball instead of the devil?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know about
Bible
no balls.
Term. It's in the Bible.
It's like a different demon. Is it like a? Yeah. Is it a family member, a distant relative of Satan?
Yeah, something like that. Interesting. Something like that. But yeah, that'd just be my question, because that's the direction it's heading when you allow things like this to happen.
What, to do what now?
For
repeat the question.
I was asking, would you be okay with parents sacrificing their children to a demon? Would you be okay with a policy like that?
Oh.
Yeah.
If the parents decide to do it.
Yeah.
Would I be okay with it?
Well, just anybody that agrees with this post. This alleged post, yeah.
Oh. Now I'm so confused by the post.
Yeah.
Anybody want to respond to that?
Yeah, well, number one, I just simply don't support that. So I don't know. I don't like that. Don't sacrifice your kids. But anyway,
to the ball.
Sure. Mm. Okay. You know, when you with what James said, it kind of puts this post into perspective. Like, where is he saying that he wants transgenders? Like, this is kind of a very basic, like, Republican post, if you think about it. He's just saying, we need voter ID, we need no more bail and balance, and none of this transgender stuff. But he's trying to be diplomatic with the, like, oh, but unless the parents want to. And then in pursuit of being even better and seeing the back, so he's like, okay, let's remove that part. I didn't even mean that. I don't even care that much about that. That's my opinion.
Amazing. You want to respond to that?
Real fast. I just say that it isn't about what he's okay with. It's about what he's okay with, not about what he's endorsing. So I'd say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A friend of mine said, good friend said that he agreed with you guys.
Mm.
The one that said hate can't sing, or Lord, now I got to put up with hate singing after putting up with George Jesse. He said, I agree with your expert this time. Oh, I agree with your expert that this is similar to abortion, but I would not allow abortion to be okay by law.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Agrees. Yep. Agrees with me.
Nice. Yeah, Kurt, would you allow your children to be sacrifice to balls?
No.
Ball. B-A-L.
But isn't it, as soon as you're angry at a child, you know, you might as well wrap a millstone around their neck and drop them in the ocean. So I don't see that as any different, you know, the trans surgery or sacrificing to them to ball or whatever, balls. That's no different than yelling at your child, than being angry at them. It's all the same. It's all the same spirit.
What do you say to that?
Killing your child is way different from
You're spiritually
having a moment of anger at them.
Angry at them.
A moment?
Yeah.
They hold on to anger for life.
Yep. But you can let
all
go.
All life.
You have the solution, but you can let it go. That's different.
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, thank you, experts.
Right,
I appreciate it.
We didn't hear your take. Not that we need it.
I don't have time right now.
Nice.
That's why I have experts, buddy.
Right on.
Let me go to Devon. Devon, a first-time caller out of Colorado. Donovan. I mean, Donovan. My bad. Donovan, you are on the air.
How you doing, man?
All is well, Donovan.
But let me just say this right off the bat. That Great White Hope is doing amazing things.
I rest my case.
I'm telling you, I don't know how these people don't understand that. I mean, we live in the greatest place this side of heaven. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, I've been listening to all this, these conversations, and I guess I'm going to let you know right now, just right off the bat, too, is I'm 37 years old. My wife is 35. We have four children. My oldest son is 20 years old. I got a 17-year-old. I got an 11-year-old. I got a 5-year-old. And I have a...
Does she obey you?
Oh, she went off the wall.
She does not obey you?
Are you talking about my wife or
yes,
my daughter?
Your wife.
She obeys me in everything. In everything that I ask of her, everything that I tell her, she obeys me.
Right on.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're a team. We're a team. But I'm up here. She's right here. She takes care of the kids. I take everything else. You know what I mean?
And how do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Whew. You know, I gotta put my foot down sometimes. You know, nothing violent, but there are some things that have to be done and need to be done. And I think that's what our great country is missing: is men needing to stand up and be men.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Donovan. I appreciate it.
Hold on, Mr. Jesse. Could I ask you one thing?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Because I've been listening to you for not even that long. I just actually came across you not too long ago. And
because I'm tired. What's your question for me?
Okay, so here's my question for you. As a father, as a grandfather, I'm only 37 years old. In life, we have all these different paths, right? The right path is the one that takes us to success and the one that takes us to heaven. Why are all these people not realizing that, Jesse? That's my question.
Well, because they're blind and they cannot see, they're asleep. And that's why we're not allowed to judge anyone, because they know not what they do. They cannot see. And most people will never see. Some will, but most won't. That's why.
Oh, the only one that could judge us is the big guy himself.
Right, and he does not judge.
Well, no, he takes everybody in. I mean, as long as you accept him, he's going to accept you. Am I lying?
Well, I don't quite know what you mean by that, because most people will not accept him.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They don't accept him.
Yeah.
You know, God is good. God is great.
Right on. Thank you, Donovan. So, I appreciate it.
Are you done? Are we done? Are you ready, done with your show?
No, I got so many calls. We're coming to a break.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize. I just waited so long. I just really wanted to have a good conversation with you.
Oh, will you call me again?
I will. Let me see. It is 1-888-775-3773.
That's right.
All right, Jesse, you have a good rest of the morning, my friend. I look forward to talking to you again. Listen, my name is Donovan from Denver, Colorado.
Thank you, man. I'm sorry, but I got to run. Can we get Super Chats in real fast?
I think so.
Super
Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com. Sorry. YouTube, Anthony L., Baby Jessica, save her in the well. Give her a sandwich.
Everybody on drugs. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Facts. Justin Kane says, as soon as you wake up, brother, and that might be Jesus is returned, maybe. Not sure what he means.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, but thank you. Make it clear for me.
Soul Conscious on three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, what is the point of the military if we don't use them? I fully stand with the great white hope.
I rest my case. Thank you. Right on.
Ree Cedar with a coffee. I'm all for arresting the parents of criminal minders if it applies equally to non-whites as well, but we know it won't. Otherwise, there'll be millions more blacks in jail, says Receder.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting point there. C-Bill, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, in reference to the trans issue with Trump, he's using it as a bargaining chip in order to get the SAVE Act ID pass.
Nice. Thank you.
Interesting point there.
Right. Sure is.
And then Nick M., thanks, Jesse, for another amazing men's forum. I will be sticking with it. Thanks, Hans.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Last night, men's forum, the first Thursday of the month, was amazing. I got to take a break here. Back in a moment for hate news and not the fake news. And I'll be right back.
Clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A little correction, not that I necessarily got it wrong, I was just asking, but Senator Tim Sheehy, Sheehy, a Republican from Montana, the youngest senator right now, I think he's 40 years old, born in 85, restrained that ex-Marine, Brian McGinnis, age 44, that anti-war grandstanding Green Party candidate from North Carolina. It was not Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma, born in 1977, the MMA guy, I think, who is going to be taken over, hopefully, if the Senate approves him, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Nice. So shout out to those Republican senators, those guys in their like 40s-ish. Sweet. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. There's one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air. Right now, young or old, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, who's coming right back. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories, as well as your calls. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then the Fallen State. Before American Anchor Baby, all right? So normally from Hake, it's directly to American Anchor Baby, but after the Hake Report, it's going to be the Fallen State and then American Anchor Baby on Fridays, and then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Check it out. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports severe storms could affect nearly 60 million people in Texas, from Texas to the Great Lakes. That's up in the northern part of America. Today, forecasts show meteorologists warn some storms, including supercells, whatever those are, may develop throughout the day with the most intense activity likely in the evening and overnight. The highest tornado risk, tornado, stretches from Madison, Wisconsin to Dallas, Texas. On Thursday, powerful storm systems swept across the southern plains, bringing numerous tornado threats from Texas to the Midwest. Louisiana rattled by a magnitude 4.9 earthquake. Earthquake! Wow, Louisiana. One of the strongest recorded in the state. No damage or injuries immediately reported. Tony Gonzalez, Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas, said he is ending his reelection bid after admitting to an affair with a former staffer who later, they say, died by suicide, meaning she killed herself. She committed suicide. After deep reflection and the support of my loving family, I've decided not to seek re-election while serving out the rest of this Congress with the same commitment I've always had to my district, Tony Gonzalez stated Thursday in a statement. Gonzalez's announcement came just hours after the GOP, the Grand Old Party, Republican leaders called for him to withdraw from the election. Lamos. Anyway, maybe, I don't know. Notably, however, the party leaders have not called for Gonzalez to resign from his seat in the chamber's narrow majority. Okay, that makes sense. I guess maybe they don't think that he can win, so he should step aside anyway. Maybe. I don't know. Wish him well. Mortgage rates, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate rose 6% this week, according to Freddie Mac, as the war with Iran began to jolt financial markets. Just a week earlier, rates had dropped to 5.98%. Ooh, the first time they'd fallen below 6% since 2022, crossing what some economists describe as a key psychological threshold that could help revive America's frozen housing market. This increase was relatively small, but they say a prolonged conflict in the Middle East, if that were to happen, could trigger a broader bond sell-off, combined with inflation pressures from rising oil prices that could reverse the recent downward trend in mortgage rates, thanks to Trump, maybe. So claim experts, but they don't know. Anyway, Britney Spears, we wish her well. She got arrested up in like Ventura County or something like that in NorCal or Central Cal. I don't know. Right up there, actually, I think. Anyway, the pop superstar arrested Wednesday night on suspicion of driving under the influence of what? I don't know. Per CHP, California Highway Patrol. And there is an image of the Milky Way. That's the galaxy that we're in. Nice. Space is real, y'all. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Shout out, Flat Earthers.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to do what you got to do. You can podcast the show, and yet you can listen to it while you're doing what you're doing, when you look like you're doing what you're doing, by calling the listen line on your phone at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So, Kaiser Permanente told my daughter that she should go on puberty block with hormones when she was 13. And I told my daughter that's not possible, that you'll never become a man. And she grew up to be a funky old woman. She's 20 years old now.
Do you have a transgender child?
I do.
Only love can conquer hate.
I'm gonna hunt you down and f*** you, kill
you. You can't say that. You can't tell somebody you're gonna kill them.
World's gone crazy, Jim.
All of a sudden, the tide is turning a little bit. You see how things feel. Now you're all come upset, huh?
41-year-old Stephanie Minter died from her injuries. Charged in her killing, 32-year-old Abdul Jallo, already well-known to police and prosecutors. But only once was Jallo convicted and sent to prison.
You're all upset. This is about taking your rights away.
Unfortunately, this is what Republicans like to do.
And we are standing up for what we think is right now.
Barbara,
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days when America was amazing, and it was. Let me go to Carlos. I believe Carlos was the one that called at the very end of the show yesterday, and I asked him to call back to death. I believe that's who. Right there. I asked Carlos to call back from yesterday. Let me go to Carlos out of Orange County, California. Carlos, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Carlos.
Good morning.
I was speaking to you yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so yesterday we were talking about how Jesus was called God.
Oh, you say you have proof that Jesus is God.
I don't think I said I have proof, but I was asking you some questions with regard to that. So I asked you if you believe if Jesus didn't deny being called God, that would affirm him agreeing to be God.
No.
Because he's Jewish?
No.
And according to Jewish law, blasphemy was punishable by death. And if he agreed with it, then that would mean he's breaking the law. Do you believe Jesus ever broke the law or no?
No.
So you believe he is God then?
No.
Since he never broke the law?
No, he's not God. You believe he's God?
Yes.
And where did Jesus say that he was God?
Last time I showed you a verse in John 10:30. And you kind of agreed to disagree based
on
your
interpretation. No, I didn't agree to disagree.
Hey, you did.
No.
But anyways.
Where's your proof? Because of time, where's your proof that
because
Jesus...
Because of time, we just started, Jesse.
Where's your proof? It's not Baba Thumper Thursday, so I am giving you a little bit more time. But where's your proof where Jesus said that he is God?
Where he said that he's God, when he, in another passage I showed you last time, he said that his sheep know him and that they follow him and he gives them eternal life and that no one snatches his sheep out of his hand. And in the Old Testament, it's God who's saying this, God the Father. So in the New Testament, Jesus is the one saying those same words that God the Father says.
Where is the Bible or anywhere where Jesus said that he is God, where he said it?
Are you looking for like verbatim, like him saying, I am God?
Where did Jesus say, because you can find it all over the place where he said he was the Son of God. He said he was the Son of God. But where did he say he was God?
Are you looking for him to say those exact words?
Where
I am
did
God?
Jesus say that he was God? He clearly said he was the Son of God. You can find that all over the Bible. But where did he say he was God?
You're asking for it in those exact words, right? So I can answer you?
Yeah, where did Jesus say that he was God?
Directly, he never said, I am God, verbatim.
And did he directly say that he was the Son of God?
Yes, he did.
So why would he be so clear and direct about being the Son of God, but nowhere would he say, I am God? Why would he do it that way?
Yeah, that's because he submits to God. He takes a lesser role in the Trinity.
So God submits to God?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense. That makes sense to you? What the?
That makes sense.
How that makes sense? How God going to submit to God?
Because there has to be main person.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
No, what were you about to say?
Oh, I said there has to be a main person in charge, which is the Father. And so he took flesh, which is like a human, which is a lesser being than God, right? Humans are lesser than God.
But Carlos, why would he be so clear that I am the Son of God, the Father is in me and I'm in the Father, and the Father sent me to tell you how to return to him? And why would he say, Father, forgive them? Why would he go off and pray to the Father to know his will? Why would he say, don't judge, don't call me? It's not me, it's the Father that's doing the work. I'm not doing the work. And why would, when they call him good, he said, no man is good. Don't be calling me good. He's like, what the? He was so clear who he was, but yet you're calling him something else, and he never said it. But he said everything about who he was, and you're saying that, well, he was somebody else. Why would he be so clear about who he was but not clear about who you say he is? Why? Answer that question.
Why would he be so clear about
who he was
being the son?
Yeah.
Because he plays a lesser role in the Godhead.
That doesn't even make sense.
It's because he takes a human flesh, so a human is less than God in spirit, right? Do you agree?
I don't even understand that question.
Well, would you put yourself on the same level as God, as a human?
But Jesus was never a human.
Yeah, but would you put yourself in the same level as God?
Was Jesus ever a human?
Yes.
Well, when was he a human? Did he ever talk about being a human?
When he was born of a woman, a human woman.
Did Jesus ever talk about being a human?
He doesn't have to if he's born of a human
Matthew,
woman.
Did he ever talk about being a human?
Did he talk about being a human?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
So how are you coming up with that one?
I never talked about myself being a human.
No, but why are you saying, but he was a human, and he was this? Why are you saying those things that he never even said about himself either?
He doesn't have to say that he is a human.
So
if he's born of a human,
you say he wants you to fill in the blanks.
Yeah, it's simple. If you're born of a human, you're a human.
But how are you going to fill in the blanks when of yourself you know nothing?
Of myself, I know nothing except what the Father reveals.
How are you going to fill in the blanks when of yourself you know nothing?
Because God gives me knowledge.
And so God want you to fill in the blanks?
Yes. Simple.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Amazing. So, oh, man. But because of time, you can't show us anywhere where Jesus said he was God, right? Give me a yes or no to that. Give me a yes or no to that.
It's hard. Well, if you mean in the exact words, I'm going to say no. If you mean indirectly, I'm going to say yes.
You can't show us anywhere. Give me a yes or no. You can't show us anywhere where Jesus said, I am God, right?
No.
Right.
Since you're
but
saying,
you can show us,
those words.
You can show us where Jesus said he's the Son of God, right?
Yes.
I rest my case.
Later.
I know. What the? Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Jesse. I'll call back again.
Okay.
I'll,
All right, buddy. Hola. Galoshes.
Galoshes. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Junior out of Texas. Let's see here. Junior, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Junior.
And I was trying to call yesterday for Bible Thumper Thursday, but I'm not going to use my Bible Thumper Thursday currency today, man.
Okay.
I'm going to save that for next Thursday.
Right on.
Man, I kind of feel a little, I guess you could say, not disappointed, but just surprised. So, you know, when you were talking about the whole Trump on the voting and the transgender and all that, for the parents to have I guess you could say green light for their kids to go in. And
so I'm not sure now if he said it or not, because he is saying that the original post said that it was fine if the parents approved it with the consent of parents. But now he's telling me that on that True Social page, that has been taken out about the parents. He's not for it.
Okay. Yeah. You can't be for that because... I'm going to be real with you. You got a lot of immature parents out there that even though they're over the age of 18, their mentality is not over the age of 18.
That's true.
Why do I say that? Because you can't give the right for a child to make a decision, a life-changing decision that they might never be able to come back from.
Yeah.
I say this, why? Because, I mean, I remember growing up, you know, I'm from Texas, and, you know, people had a stigma of, you know, put earrings on, they wanted to be cool and this and that, right? And that was a phase, you know? I wanted to put some earrings on because that's what, that was the fashion back then.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad being my dad, you know, he said, man, let me go ahead and get your earring and I'll get you a dress. And I was like, no, sir. No, sir. So it opened my eyes. So I think a lot of times we can't water down parenting. We got a responsibility. Even in the Bible, it says that our kids are lended to from God, right? So you have a responsibility to take care of your child. Now,
anyone other than parents have a responsibility to take care of their child or children?
Just the parents.
Right.
I mean, and you so can't put parent, it on.
If the parents say yes to it, does anyone other than the parents have a right to say no? You can't tell me what if the parents say yes, does anyone have a right to tell the parent they can't do it?
They do. That's an opinion, right? That's the beautiful thing about giving an opinion.
So let me ask. So if the and right now I'm not saying yes or no for it, but I'm asking if the parents say yes, does anyone else tell the parent? Have a right to tell the parents what they can't do concerning their children.
They do. That's why you got people that counsel, like you, Jesse. You come into, you know, marriages that are going through a tough time, and you're trying to what? Restore the man. In order to restore the man, in order to restore the family, you got to restore the man. So you got to give your intake about certain things.
I know, but who does anyone have a right to tell the parents what they can and cannot do with their
freedom
children.
Of speech, man.
I'm sorry?
In this country, you have freedom of speech. Again, we all have opinions. It's like a butthole, right? Everybody got one.
Be careful. But let me ask Junior, and yes. Give me a clip, because I'm black and slow, does anyone have a right to tell parents what they can and cannot do with their own children?
They do if they seek help.
And what now, give they them the right for that?
Them asking. If I
come
to
you
with...
Oh, you said, but that's not... I know if they ask for it, of course they're asking for advice, but how about if they're not asking for it? Does anyone have a right to tell them what they can and cannot do with the children?
You got two... Look, I'm going to answer you with this, Jess. You got 2 cents. You can either save it for a Sunday, or you can go ahead and give it out right now. And if they ask you for them 2 cents, go ahead and give it to them.
No, I'm not saying if... I'm saying if they don't ask. If they don't ask for advice, does anyone have a right to tell them what they can and cannot do with their children?
Anybody, I guess they don't have a right, but opinions, everybody has them.
But
now,
to be clear, Junior, you're saying that if the parents don't ask for advice, no one has a right to tell them what they can and cannot do with their children?
Yeah, they don't ask for advice. They're going to, even biblically, they're going to have to pay due diligence for their children.
And so the parents, have a right to tell them what they can and cannot do if they don't ask for the advice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And wanted their kids to do the transgender thing, they have a right to do it, and nobody has a right to tell them they can't.
Yeah, but the law, remember, is they're underage. So even if...
Well, they didn't mention the age. They just said children.
Okay. I don't know, but I was listening to the squad, man. I was listening to your roster. They sound like, no, yes. You know, at the end of the day, it's all based off of money. You have doctors that are honorable that they won't go with the procedure because they know that, you know, maybe this kid right now is going through a phase. But then you got doctors who are really trying to make their money, you know?
It's all about the money. Yeah.
As long as they got the consent, they're going to go for it. Hey, man, if you got a roster.
The whole thing is about money. That's it.
That's it.
Junior,
that's
I got to run because of time and the boy's smoking. I got to do Super Chat. Call me again with your little Bible thoughtful thing.
Man, I tried to call yesterday. I couldn't do it. I need a favor. Say Nicaragua for me.
Nicaragua?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's my boy right there. JLP, holding it down. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. Keep me on your injured reserve. If anybody of your starting five wants to, you know, get out of the starting five, add me on there, man. I like the show, man. I love it. So
thank you,
they bless JLP. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
I'm going to try to call Monday.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Frisk out of Florida. Frisk, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing, Jesse?
All is well, Frisk.
Nice. Yeah, I had a comment on about the silent prayer.
Okay.
So when you're doing it, I know you say your body warms up, right?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, because, yeah, I see that sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But I wanted to know, like, when it does get hot, is that, like, the evil spirit getting hot in me? Is that the hell in me getting hot that I'm feeling? Or is that just, like, the temperature of the room?
Well, it all depends. So it could be hot in the room, but it's when it's light up like that, the light of the love of God.
Okay, because I was tugging war between, like, at first I thought it was, you know, the good spirit or so, but then lately I'm like, I'm getting really, really hot to active. I really feel it on my arm.
When it's hot,
I'm down
room?
On my arm. When I'm doing the silent prayer, even with the AC on, honestly.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed last night the AC was blasting and I was like getting warm as I'm getting like silent. And as I'm like really like just watching the thoughts instead of going with them, I'm just sitting there watching it, just chilling. That's when I start getting really hot.
Okay.
So then when the thought does come and I do attach, that's when I kind of don't notice the warmth and stuff like that anymore.
Well, whatever happens, don't get into thinking about it, because when you're thinking about it, you and Satan are one. So if it heats up, don't think about it. If it doesn't, don't think about it. You the reason you want to be still and silent is because you want to overcome thinking. God is not into the thinking.
Right.
So don't get into thinking about it at all.
Okay. Oh, so just let it happen.
Yes.
Okay. So I just was a little curious about that. I'm like, because I know you said your body does warms up. So I'm like, okay. But when I started, I guess I messed up when I focused in too much on it.
Yes.
Because I do realize it. So then I'm like, what is it? Am I into it, or is this supposed to? Is it a good thing happening? So that's when I'm like, let me just call and see what your thoughts on it. So
yeah,
now I'm understanding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't get into thinking about it at all. And you should know.
Cool. I appreciate that, Justin.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. Last night, men's form was, Lord, how much deep. It was amazing. Jake is out of California. Jake, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Jake.
Absolutely. So I'm calling because a couple years ago, I forgave my mother and started doing the silent prayer, and everything started falling into place. And so I just let my mom deal with her own problems and worry about herself. And over time, she just crumbled and fell apart. And so the family now is upset with me that I'm not her husband, basically, and holding her hand.
Yeah.
So I've got some texts recently saying that they're very disappointed in me and don't want me to be the son that I should be. So I'm just carrying on, and things are just still falling into place where they need to be for me. But everywhere around me, things are crumbling.
Amazing. And did you have a question about that or something?
Yeah, so should I bother keeping good relations with the family, or should I just let them think about it for themselves?
But if they're going against you because you're not doing what they want you to do, what makes you think you have a good relationship?
Exactly.
No, that was a question.
I don't know. I think I have a good relationship, but
why do you ask that I keep a good relationship with my family by doing what they want you to do when they're turning against you because you're not doing what they want you to do? Why do you call that a good relationship with your family?
I guess maybe that good relationship is the right term. Maybe a better term would be for, I guess when I'm going against the grain for what they want, it's bringing up their true intentions, and so I'm wondering if by responding to them, it will calm them down, or if dealing with this issue with the family is bringing out their true intentions, then I should just carry on, is the question.
I'm sorry, Jake. Repeat that.
So there's a lot of, like, manipulators in the family, right? And so I've kind of broke away from that whole thing by just worrying about myself and my own family. And so by doing that, they don't approve of this life, right? And so they want me to do what they want me to do, like you were saying. So in my perception of the family, things are good as long as I am abiding by their standards. But as soon as I break away and I want to live my own life, then it's exposing them for who they truly are. Is that?
And so your question about that is what?
Why do I feel like I need to keep people happy to still be able to visit with them?
Because you have not overcome thoughts. You believe thoughts are lies, and you've been conditioned to think that way. Your mother set you up as a kid to think that way, and you have not overcome. And the reason she set you up like that, because she wanted to use you for the rest of your life. She wanted to control you.
So even though I forgave her, how does it still have a power over me through everyone else?
Because you first of all, you believe thoughts. And secondly, you're concerned about what they're thinking. Why do you even take 1 second to think about what somebody else is thinking or feeling? Why do you spend your time thinking about that at all?
Well, because in the moment, my cousin is the one who's taking care of her, getting her basically out of the homeless state she's in and getting her housed up. So,
but that's if she wanted, your cousin wanted to do that, that's on her, but it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. That's what I thought too.
So then why are you doubting that?
Because if I tell them how I really feel about this, and I'm not trying to be her husband, I have my own family, I have my own wife and kids, and I don't need to be worrying about what someone else is doing.
Hold on for me, Jake. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. The Church of Chess is now open on DLive and stretch off on fuels.net. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, quick announcement. Busy day today, as it is every Friday. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m., right after the JLP show at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, the guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, every Friday, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And I had another amazing conversation with Christopher Foote, and Christopher was on the show back in 2019. It was amazing, and he is back, and he's a member of the new Black Panthers Party. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, of course.
Are you a Bob Marley Christian?
Bob Marley Christian.
I'm expecting you at any point to pull out a joint.
We need to get rid of the left that uses the talking points of the oppressed black that needs to be saved. We need to get rid of those people.
Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer.
The woman is a divine creation, Jesse.
Of Satan, yeah.
No, of creation.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you haven't had any pot today?
No, I haven't any pot today, Jesse.
It was fun. It was good to see him again. The FallenState.tv at 11 a.m. today. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson Locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? And then after that, The American Anchor, baby. A busy day today. American Anchor, baby, right after the FallenState.tv. From 12, or a little after 12, maybe sometime more than a little after 12, but after 12, the American Anchor, baby. And then check out Punchin TV, brand new episode there, PUNCHIE.TV. And last but not least, fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. And they are amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you for supporting us, helping us to get down where we to help others. And you can take that away now. Help us to support us. Thank you for helping us to support others. And you can make your donations that or tithe and offering or whatever at rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND. Thank you. Let me go quickly back to Jake. And don't forget to like these videos. Jake. So, because of time, let me ask. So, you said your mother's life has fallen apart?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about, can you give me an example of how her life has fallen apart?
She's been living on a cattle ranch, basically homeless, because they're not even, like, clean running water on this ranch. And so she finally had a health event. She was in the hospital for, like, a month recently, got discharged, and they want me to find her a new house to live in and take care of all this stuff, and I have plenty on my plate to deal with. So I told everyone that someone else is going to figure it out. I've tried, and I've gave up on that because she's helpless herself. So
whose fault is it that her life is the way it is?
That's her fault.
And so why do you feel any concern about it at all?
Because they're trying to make me feel guilty.
And why are you allowing them to do that to you?
Because I want their approval.
And why do you want their approval?
Because I'm trying to be like a good father figure that takes care of his family, but I'm getting it mixed up with trying to make everyone happy.
And is that normal or abnormal to do that?
That should be abnormal, right?
Is that normal?
It doesn't make sense.
Is that
but my
normal
brain
or abnormal?
Tell me
what?
It doesn't make sense, but the my brain and my thoughts try to convince me.
And why do you listen to thoughts knowing that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Because that devil's trying to creep back in, Jesse.
And why are you allowed to do
it? Well, I know I told my mom a couple years ago that I forgave her for all the wrongdoing, and that I know she went through all that talk with her. And then I thought, okay, great. So we went through that process, got out of the way. Moving on here, but it seemed like it was just words. It didn't actually like have a actual effect.
What do you mean?
Like saying the words to her face and going through that process of actually just forgiving her. I don't think I actually forgave her.
You didn't go and forgive her?
I did. I did. I talked to her. I told her, but I don't think I like truly forgave her. You know what I mean?
Jake, let me say this, and I got to run. You listen to the devil. Do what you want, but I recommend you wish those people well and live your life and let them live the way that they want to live. Don't judge them, but don't let them, I mean, don't let Satan use them to control you and have you stuck trying to take care of her and your family. That's not the way it should be.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And if they don't like you, they don't want to play, that's fine. You don't need to play with them.
Yep.
Family members don't love one another anyway. Family members don't have love.
Gotcha. So, all right, I'm just going to carry on and just do what I'm doing.
Right on. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Let me go to Louis. I don't know. Out of Arizona. Louis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Louis.
Good to say hello and hear your voice again. I'm really enjoying everything you're doing, your program.
Thank you.
Great message. Yeah. So much has changed since I listened to a lot of what you said, and so much of it just common sense, you know?
That's right.
Some stuff you don't even think about, and then, yeah, you know, and then you're like, oh, wow, I never thought of that because, for instance, like, Jesus, I was always taught Jesus is God, right? That's kind of a common thing. Maybe they picked it up from the Romans. I don't know. But the simplicity of it.
They picked it up like, from the Catholics.
Well, and the only verse I could see is like 1 John, where it's like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I had to memorize that in Bibles, like when I was a kid, or else they'd paddle you, you know. You have to say in front of, like, these missionaries, they went to the school with
but
them.
But the only thing that means is that the Word was with God, because the Word was the mind of God, and God made the Word into flesh so that he could sending here on the earth in a body so that he could get the message back to him, to us, that we can return to the Father.
Well, I remember saying it and thinking, I said to one of the pastors at the time, I was like, well, he never said to be God. Right. And it was like I was a heretic and I needed to just shut up or else I was in trouble. And I kind of shut it off, never really thought about it again. I just kind of accepted it like, okay. But
religious
then you
people
realize,
are like family members. If you don't do it like the world, if you don't do it out like they want you to do it, they turn on you. They turn against you. That's what religious, any form of religion is about. And they do that because God nor his son has nothing to do with religion, not at all.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Well, actually, they ended up, and I wasn't being rebellious, but they said I was. They ended up throwing me out and then turning everybody against me. I mean, and prior to that, that same guy kind of praised me. But as soon as I went against him, and he publicly praised me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I went against, I mean, but that guy was a mess.
Well,
and then
forgive them, they know not what they do, they have no love. And you go on with your life, be glad that they turned against you so you can see your enemy.
Oh, yeah. That's all the process that, you know, we go through and the learning. I mean, but like you said, like the son, the thing about the son, like I think now I look at it, I was like, wow, that's such a big difference, right? And that we become brothers and sisters with Jesus, right? That's the ultimate. If we have a heart of love, we don't sin anymore because the new heart doesn't really have anything else except goodness. But we go from that old to the new. We go from the fallen to, you know, the flesh, the carnal nature, the natural mind. And that's really the fall, if you look at it, even in Genesis. And then you look at it in what he is trying to say. It was like the natural man can't even understand or perceive any of this. So, you know, we're all running around in this natural world fighting against each other, strife, division, faction group, this group, that group, everybody's at each other's throats, and you know it's getting worse. And
yeah,
the deception of, like,
intellectual people cannot know God, and that's why all intellectual people, whether it's Bible thumpers, prophet, teacher, preacher, doctor, lawyer, scientist, or whomever, psychologist, psychiatrist, they cannot know God because they're intellectual, and intellect has nothing to do with God. Amazing. Lewis, thank you for your call, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Brandy from Hawaii wants to answer the biblical question.
Why do you refuse to give up your false feelings of life?
I'm addicted to them, says she.
Thank you, Brendan. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Aaron G1, I refuse to give up my false feelings because I think they're real.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Bernardo G says alpha tears are okay. Sorry if I'm butchering your name, Bernardo.
Thank you, Bernardo. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino. On Cash App, no mutilations, knife emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a wall-eyed smiley, but that's not smiling, with his mouth agape open and green slime dripping out. Thank you for the sticker, sir.
Thank you.
Imported TV, have an amazing weekend. To all my brothers and sisters, if you black, hermanos and hermanas, if you Mexican. Thank you, Jesse and crew. Salute.
Thank you.
And
we are family. I brought all my sisters with me. My brothers and sisters with me. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And he half breed, your muscles looking like Country and Western Tuesdays, mini Jessen action figure muscles. Put them guns away, punchy. No need for a stick-up. We give freely, LOL. Hearts around the smile.
Right on. I'm glad I don't have to come with the guns. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Jermaine Coffee Gospel of John 10:27-29. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from my hand. The Father, for what he has given me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal them from the Father's hand. Caller is lost, but we wish you well, says Jermaine.
Amazing. Thank you, Jermaine.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, John 20:17. Jesus then said to her, do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Jesus ain't God. He is our brother. Amazing.
I rest my, can you hear that, Derek?
Thank you for your two coffees, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Adam on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Wow, Jesse, are you Muslim? LOL.
What is scripture from?
That was John 20, verse 17.
All right. Amazing. Thank you. And what was it?
Wow, Jesse, are you a Muslim? LOL. Lots of laughs out loud.
Why?
Because Muslims deny the deity of Jesus. They say he was a prophet and not God.
I'm just saying he's not God. He told you he wasn't God, but yet the people want to call him a God. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Imported TV with another one. Only seek the truth. Never, ever, ever seek approval from anyone on this earth.
I rest my case. Well said. Absolutely. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1 or 2, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. D-Live.
Shout out to Old Saucy, Pasha Chatelet, and the rest of the supporters, monthly supporters on the Rumble crew.
Shout out. Thank you.
Including my dad. Not my dad, but the guy named my dad something something.
Amazing.
And shout out to the monthly supporters on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube, Bond Rebuilding the Man YouTube, and the Fallen State TV YouTube channels. Shout out.
Thank you all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Before I go back to the phone, and I am going to get to your call, I wanted to ask my expert this last question. Nick, do you believe that no one is born with confidence?
What?
Do you believe that no one is born with confidence?
Oh. But I don't know. I mean, I wasn't born with this sauce. I had to acquire this sauce.
The what?
Confidence.
So do you believe that no one is born with confidence?
Do I believe that no one is born with confidence? I don't believe that. But I don't disbelieve it either.
Well, it gotta be one or the other.
Does it have to be? Because it's like, I've never even thought about this. You're born with confidence? I don't think you're born. Okay, I don't think. I don't think you're. I don't even know how to respond. I don't think you're born with confidence. Because what even is confidence?
Derek,
that comes up later. I think it's something that comes up later. So I'm going to say no. So you're not born with confidence.
No one is born with confidence?
I'm going to say that.
You're going to say what?
That no one is born with confidence.
Well, you say dare. Not dare, but
not
Kurt.
Very confidently.
I'm sorry?
I'll say that not very confidently.
What do you say, Kurt? My answer, first of all, is Kurt, do you believe no one was born with confidence?
Yeah. I agree with that.
That no one is born with confidence?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say, hey, why, Derek, get ready?
When I first heard this thing, because this is not the first time I heard it.
Right.
I agreed with it. But now I'm not sure because, you know, we're not born with fear either. And kids don't even think about confidence or lack thereof. They're just free and generally bold unless they're made to be shy, I think. So... you know how kids will be like, hi,
yeah,
to a stranger. So I don't know.
You don't know?
Right.
How about you, Derek? Do you believe nobody was born with confidence?
Oh, my bad. I think I turned it all the way off.
Oh, you turned it all the way off.
Shameful.
Oopsies.
Because of time.
That's all.
Okay.
I'd say yes.
Nobody people are born.
Yeah, people are born with confidence.
People are born with confidence.
Yeah, people are born with confidence.
And
I'd say that.
Why do you say yes?
I'd say because what is confidence? Confidence is having no fear, and I believe we have the capability. And what is fear? It's just basically a demonic attack, and I believe we have the ability to deny these demonic attacks through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So you said, so we're talking about born with it, kids.
Yep.
So you can, you said that kids are born with confidence?
You said, can we be born, are we born without, with confidence?
Yeah, nobody is born with confidence.
Nobody is born with confidence. I believe we are born with confidence.
So kids are born with confidence?
Yeah, okay. But you can fall away from that confidence for sure.
Well, we won't get to that part yet. So you're saying, yes, people are born with confidence?
Yep.
Okay. So children are born with confidence?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And you said you don't know, right? You said no.
Yeah, so, I'm saying no. Can I say a little bit why I'm thinking that?
Real fast.
I'm thinking confidence, you got to be, if you have to be confident, it's because, like, you weren't before. You know, so I don't think of a kid as, like, lacking anything.
So Dr. B via Instagram said nobody born with confidence.
Mm.
Confidence is something that your brain builds through action. What do you say there, Derek?
Mm. Some people can build up that confidence. So, yeah.
Yeah, what?
I agree,
you,
I guess.
You're saying nobody born with confidence?
No. I was saying people are born with confidence, I think. Most people.
But the doctor says
that they're not born with confidence.
Nobody is born with confidence. Confidence is something that your brain builds through actions.
I disagree, but.
With the doctor?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Nick? With the doctor?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I was talking to Kurt Busley.
Confidence is something that your brain builds through actions.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
You disagree with the doctor on that?
Your brain builds through action. No, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Based?
Yeah, actually, I do agree with that. Yeah,
what do you
say,
Kurt? You agree with the doctor on that? Because of time. Y'all got to move a little faster here.
Stuff can feed your ego.
Do you
and then
agree with the doctor on that?
On
confidence is something that your brain builds through action.
I mean,
yes or no, because of time.
Oh, because of time. This is so hard. No.
You don't agree with the doctor?
No.
How about you, Hank?
I agree with the doctor about that, for
why
sure.
Why is this from Instagram?
Mute me.
Science shows that confidence is not something that you wait for, but it's something that your brain builds and earns through your actions. But from a neuroscience perspective, confidence is a prediction, and your brain is constantly asking, can I handle this or not? Even when you're nervous, your brain collects evidence, like, I spoke up and nothing terrible happened, or I tried this and I survived. That mismatch is what drives change. I see this all the time in neurology, in people that suffer from migraines or chronic dizziness or FND or stroke. And you see that you do not become confident and then act, but you act, your brain updates, and then confidence will grow.
Agree or disagree there?
In a medical sense, it's like it makes sense, but you'll still be attacked spiritually, so yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I guess agree.
With the doctor?
Disagree, actually, yeah.
What, buddy?
Sorry, I disagree. I need more time to think about that, but I'm just going to disagree right now.
Agree with the doctor.
Yeah,
about
I agree.
That,
that's how I was thinking about it. Confidence, it's like I'm confident I can do it. Because look at me, I've done it.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
How about you, Kurt?
Disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah.
How about you, Hate?
I agree. He said that your fear is a mismatch from reality once you do it.
And Super Chat said what?
The Super Chat says from Imported TV, we are all born in confidence, but our parents shoot it down.
Amazing. I agree. Mm. Kids are confident when they're born, but they fall into fear when they're knocked down by their parents, especially the mother. I am so out of time.
And can you build it again through action?
No.
What about when you're scared to face your mother and you wait to build up your confidence, but no, you have to do it?
No.
No?
No such thing as confidence.
Oh.
I need more time on this. Next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Confidence is something you need after the fallen state.
No such thing as confidence. Oh, after the fall.
Right, because it's like now that you fell into the state, it's like I need confidence.
Look, so y'all know about the fallen state coming up after the hate report. Hate report coming now. The fallen state at 11. The American Anchor Baby around 12 or right after the fallen state. Check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE, .TV. I'll see you on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise for all. Doors open at 10:30, meaning that at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the rest of the callers, I tried to get to everybody, but time wouldn't permit it. Thank you all for your support. And stay with it. What a Friday. What the? Amazing. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Thank you, Joe.